Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Hey, we're on our kick with submission. Submission is the mission. This is part four. Hope you enjoy it. Listen to the whole thing to get the context, or you might get a little upset. With no further ado, here we go, part four.
There are places in Scripture where the woman wasn't submissive to the husband, and it was biblical, because what the husband wanted her to do was wrong. There are places in Scripture where the woman wasn't submissive, and it was right, and vice versa. There were times where she was submissive, and it was right, and submissive, and it was wrong. So you aren't submissive just because you have a husband and you're the woman. You're submissive because what you're doing is right in light of who God wants you as a couple to be. So that brings us to the definition of submission. The Greek word is hupotassasmo, and it means to obey under God's arrangement. Now, you can paint submission a lot of different ways, but it really literally means this, and we'll break this down. I feel like I'm talking to just women. It basically means you're going to do what he says because it's God's design. Now, if that's all you understand, you're going to leave here and be bullies or idiots. But in light of all that Scripture says around that, it means so much more. It means that you will protect, serve, die, and love. It means that she will submit to you on certain issues if there's a disagreement, because she knows that you will love her, you will protect her, you will serve her, you will die for her. See, ultimately, submission isn't demanded. Submission is earned. Submission is earned. When a husband and wife first get married, I don't expect the wife to submit right away. And I don't expect the husband to know how to lead so that she will. The greatest change in me to be more like Jesus was my relationship with my wife. It was hard. It was harsh. I needed all the God I could get. But submission isn't demanded. Let me ask you a question. Do you think in today's world, if you had someone that you could go to that was always right, would you go to them to ask them advice about finances, relationships, your parents? Now, I'm not saying that men are always right, because we know we're not. But if you take that a step further and say, if you knew that that person's heart was always for you, was always so that you'd be the best, so that you'd always be the closest to Christ, so that you'd always feel the most connected to Jesus, so that you would always feel the most connected to that person, would you still go to them for advice even though they might be wrong sometimes? Yeah. Because we have to have that trust in every relationship. So submission, you create an environment where you protect, serve, die, and love. Well, and I love this point. When we talk about protecting our wives, most men are like, I'll protect my wife. I'll stand in front of a bus, a bullet, whatever it is. We had an interesting thing about 4 months ago. My wife came home in tears. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, I went to this store. I was trying to return this, and the manager just berated me. And one of the workers came over to try to calm the situation down, and he started to berate her. And she started to tear up. She goes, I couldn't believe it. My wife was, she was upset. She was very upset. And so I said, okay, I got it. So I took the return. I went back to the store. I got in line. There's like four or five people in front of me. And I could tell who the manager was. He's the only guy there. He knew who I was when I got in line. He was getting nervous. By the time it was me to go next, this woman goes, I'll take you, sir. I go, I'll wait for the manager. She goes, well, I'm open. I said, I'll wait for the manager. Manager just helping this woman, you know, took his sweet old time. Finally, he's done with her, so I went up, I got in line. And he goes, I know who you are. And we had a very uncomfortable conversation. And I ended with this. I said, well, I encourage my wife to still shop here, because I know you're going to treat her different, because if you don't, I know where you work. I said, I'm going to go home. I'm going to contact your district manager. and I'm going to contact the president of the store, and I'm going to let him know what happened, and I'm going to give him Betsy's name, because you made Betsy cry, and she works for you. And I said, but if my wife comes in here and you ever treat her like that, I said, I'll gladly go to jail, putting a boot up your ass. I went home, told my wife, she got mad at me, so that's okay. I'll protect her. But does my wife feel protected if she comes to me and tells me a dream or a vision or a goal or hope or desire? I've always wanted to open up like a tea shop and a bookstore. We'll go broke. That's the dumbest idea in the world. Oh, wait a sec. That's not protection. Does your wife feel protected to talk to you and maybe question your lack of spiritual depth? Does she feel protected? Like she can come to me and say, sweetheart, I just don't feel like you're really pursuing God the way we need you to be the husband and the father that you need to be. Does she feel protected to come to you and tell you the issues in the marriage that you need to work on? That's your job to protect. See, that builds the right for you to earn submission when the time comes for her to submit. Ephesians 5, 21, 22, 23. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Clear up a little misunderstanding of verse 21. Therefore, submit one to another doesn't mean I submit to the wife and she submits to me. It does mean that, but it actually in the Greek means the husband's going to submit to Jesus. Jesus is going to submit to God the Father. The wife's going to submit to the husband. The kids are going to submit to the parents. It's actually tied into the whole concept. There's submission everywhere going on here because that's God's design. If I stood up, and I shared this again a couple weeks ago, and I preached on how we should submit to our kids, you'd fire me. You'd boo me off the platform. Like, what? My 9-year-old's going to grab my car keys and go to get candy? No. There's a design that God has created for the best order of things. But in that whole idea, it's not simply like, I'll give a little, you give a little. Yes, that's part of it. But that verse there, submit one to another, means in the whole scope of husband, wife, son, kids, Jesus, God, the church, there's submission everywhere in life that we have to learn how to practice.